Well, we're going to try to hold our emotions in check for our next conversation. But when we talk about Alzheimer's, of course, you know, it's a very emotional topic. And we have got two folks here in the studio. One, our very own Ashley Lang, has her own personal family walk with Alzheimer's. And we also have Dugan Meredith, who is joining us here on Palmetto Mornings. He also has a family connection with Alzheimer's. And this is building up because the Walk to End Alzheimer's is going to take place right here in Rock Hill once again on Saturday, September the 27th, out there at the Galleria. It's a great space to walk. We'll give you all the details in a minute. But let's welcome Dugan to Palmetto Mornings. And good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. Thanks good morning. For having me.
No problem. We'll start there, Dugan. Share with our audience your family's journey with Alzheimer's.
Sure. So Granny is my mother-in-law. It's my wife's mom. And she was diagnosed with frontotemporal dementia. It's the same dementia that Bruce Willis has. She was diagnosed in 2020, I think it's 2020 or 2021. And within about a year or so, she came to live with us. She was originally living down in Charleston. And this was my first experience at living or taking care of someone with Alzheimer's or dementia. And it was a shock to the household. It was a shock to our family. It's not anything she did. I mean, nobody deserves this disease. But we struggled with it, me in particular. You know, I fell into a deep state of depression over it. And then I started finding ways to talk about it. And as a man, we tend to hold things in. We hold our emotions in until they boil over. And I'm part of a men's group, 1 Year to Live. And that was one of the things that, you know, we specialize or we focus on is getting guys to open up and talk about their feelings and what they're struggling with. So I fell into that it was a very deep state of depression. It was one of the, not my proudest moment, but I looked at my wife at one point and I said, you got to pick. It's either me or her. One of us has got to move out. I can't do this. That's how bad it was on the household. I couldn't figure out how to handle the situation. And I was like, God, why are you doing this to me? And I started documenting the journey, started doing it online on social media, and I found that as an outlet. And because at the time, I didn't think anybody else knew. They didn't understand what we were going through. And I started documenting, you know, the journey, posting online on social media. It started with TikTok, and it started going viral. I posted a video 2 Easters ago of just having a conversation with Granny about what Easter was, because she was at the point she couldn't tell me what Easter was. And that video went viral. And I think at this point today, it's over 10 million views. And on TikTok, we have roughly 360,000 followers, I believe. And then this year I started a Facebook page as well. And it's up to 230,000 followers, I believe. So between the two platforms, it's over 500,000 people. But I say all that because I found this entire group of people from across the world, not people necessarily in my backyard, but across the world, who's experienced a heartbreak, who has been down the road that we've been down, and they offered advice, and they helped me, and they helped my wife, and they helped our family, and they taught us so much, because I don't know of a class out there that you can go to and say, okay, I don't know what to do. I have a loved one with Alzheimer's or dementia. I need help. And I felt lost at the time. And I sat and I started documenting the journey, started opening up, talking about my emotions. And I just prayed, God, give me the patience she deserves. Because I didn't have it at all. Like the constant repetition of words, the routine, because with Alzheimer's and dementia, it's all about routine, because everything is so confusing and unfamiliar to them. They want to do only what they know, you know, what is familiar to them. And a lot of people criticized me for that. They were like, you should never pray for God to give you patience because he gives you more troubles and tribulations to test you. And I was like, well, that was the only way I knew how to ask. You know,
very true. Yeah.
And with the help of our good Lord Jesus Christ and my family, mm-hmm. thankfully my wife, she was very forgiving to me, you know, and I was able to pull out of that state of depression. And I'm now trying to become the biggest advocate I can. I want to reach out and I want to help others and help them see you're not alone. Because there were so many times during the day that I felt alone. And I'm just the son-in-law. I can't imagine what it's doing to my wife. My wife is probably the strongest woman I know because she hides it extremely well. I see it at times. You know, I see where she breaks down and stuff like that. But it is. It's the toughest thing I've ever done. But it's also the most rewarding thing I've ever done.
Well, I mean, there's so many different ways we can go. First of all, kudos to you as the son-in-law to bring your mother-in-law in the house. I mean, listen, we all know the jokes.
I didn't really have a choice in it.
I'm picking up on some of those clues. I don't think you were consulted.
My wife literally looked at me and said, I don't think it's too much to ask my family to sacrifice to take care of my mom.
That's true. But I'm just saying in general, we know the relationship sometimes between a son-in-law and a mother-in-law. The fact that you did it. And you were very raw and humble about it when you got to a point of me or her. I'm sure a lot of folks who have been down your same path have felt that being torn and pulled in so many different directions. And I'm glad you found what an outlet social media can be. Now, this is the way we like to see social media to be used as a harness for a conversation and support.
Right.
You're able to do it in so many different ways. Real quick, give us an update on how Granny is doing today. Tell us more about your team. It's called Taking Care of Granny that you all will be walking in at the Walked In Alzheimer's.
Yep. So Granny's doing good.
Okay.
If we had to pick a stage that she was at, it really varies day by day. I would say she's probably around the mid to late stage 4. She can't carry on a conversation with you, but she can get in the car and tell me turn by turn directions on how to get to her favorite restaurant. She can't tell you. She can sit down beside me. She knows I'm her safe space. She knows her daughter is her safe space, but she can't tell you our names. So that's the part of the front temporal dementia. You know, it affects the cognitive skills. Taking Care of Granny is our team name. We have the the Facebook and the TikTok page is also called Taking Care of Granny. That's where I came up with the team name. When I got asked to participate in this, I'm the type of person that when I get asked to do something, I'm all in. Like, I'm committed. And so I made it a goal. My goal was I want to win and have not win, but I want to raise the most donations in this region. And right now we are atop that, and we plan to hopefully, you know, raise even more because we still got a couple weeks left for donations.
Yeah, the Walk to End Alzheimer's right here in Rock Hill. It is Saturday, September the 27th. Registration begins at 9:00. The opening ceremony at 9:45. It's out there at the Rock Hill Galleria. You can join a team. You can walk just in general. You can sign up. All the funds, they go straight back to Alzheimer's so they can do more studies and research. And we hear that a lot with organizations, but they document and they show you dollar for dollar what your money is used towards and how much the advancements have helped with medication and counseling and everything else. It is a wonderful time. It's not that long of an event. You can come out there and support folks like Dugan, like Ashley, and walk with others in lockstep step to really find a cure.
And don't forget, also, it's a minimum $5 donation through the app or the website, and you can also ask your employer to match your contribution.
There you go. Ashley, Dugan's story is so relatable, I know, to you. And I know when we talk about Alzheimer's, it is an emotional roller coaster along those lines, and I'm sure you have felt all the emotions that Dugan has felt, as well as what Rob, your husband, and Andrew, your brother, have felt too, the ups and downs, and to know that, you know, he probably felt alone, but now he's surrounded by those that walk the same walk.
Right, and I think that's what's so complex is that you feel like you're the only one in the situation when you're going through it. Because every situation it's so different. Mm-hmm. But to know that there's other people out there, that's comforting enough to know. And you will get through it. You never get over it, but you get through it.
I was going to say, I don't think you're ever the same again.
No. But it is rewarding. And, you know, I have a strong faith, and I feel like you do too. And God puts you in places for a reason. And the amount of people that you're able to help and to touch is truly remarkable. And you'll see that through the journey, and you'll even see that after the journey. So just keep doing what you're doing, loving on her. And one day you'll see her again, and she's going to be whole.
Mm. Wow. Well, it's the Walk to End Alzheimer's, Saturday, September the 27th. Get out there at the Rock Hill Gallery. It's a fun morning. We'll all be out there. Learn more about the stories, about the volunteers, about the caregivers. That's another aspect of this whole situation. Caregivers like both of you, Dugan and Ashley, family members that turn into caregivers that become knowledgeable through the medical system, what you all are able to now accomplish, the caregivers, the folks that do the research. I mean, all of these dollars go to help with all of this. Get with your neighbors and learn their stories. It's wonderful. Dugan, we appreciate how raw and honest you have been in this. Check out their stories on social media. They've got some pretty cool shirts. We're running out of time, but you'll have to come to the walk to see.
Right.
You have to come to the walk to learn about these shirts that he's wearing.
Why he has
jelly toast on his shirt. So check that out. But Dugan, just prayers for you and your family as well.